This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Howard University is reestablishing its College of Fine Arts as a standalone school within the university, and it just announced that it'll name the college after actor Chadwick Boseman, who fought to preserve it back when it was absorbed into the larger university 2 decades ago. Fine arts programs can provide a pipeline into Hollywood, which is an industry with a pipeline problem. Could having a dedicated fine arts school at a historically black university make a difference? Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports.
People of color make up just over 40% of the U.S. population, and in 2020, actually a proportionate number of actors in films, including lead roles. Darnell Hunt is a dean at UCLA and co-authors the school's annual Hollywood Diversity Report.
We saw tremendous progress for people of color in front of the camera.
So that's the good news, but
behind the camera, the progress isn't as remarkable.
People of color make up just over a quarter of film directors and writers, and only about 7% of film industry executives.
The executive suites continue to be primarily run by white men. They're the ones making decisions about what gets greenlighted, the type of budget, who's going to direct, and it has this trickle-down effect.
Now, this is obviously a huge problem to tackle, and Howard University President Wayne Frederick says one school can't fix it alone.
But we definitely are going to try to put a major dent in that problem.
Howard has a fine arts program already, but Frederick says with a dedicated school, it can attract more funding, expand enrollment, and start new programs. One model, in 2019, it launched a partnership with Amazon Studios. Students in fine arts, communications, business, and law can take classes co-taught by Howard faculty and Amazon Studios employees. Part of the point is to develop future C-suite executives.
We have law students, school of business students who have an interest in the industry from the side of the business aspects, ownership, being able to greenlight films, how to finance them, etc.
And who runs the business of Hollywood? That matters. Victoria Rowell is producer, writer, and director for a soap opera comedy on BET Plus called The Rich and the Ruthless.
If these C-suites don't change with African-American people who can pull the trigger and give equal budget, not, you know, $2 million to the black producer and $20 million to a white producer, then we're not going to see the parity that stories deserve.
One other finding of the UCLA report, films with lead actors who were people of color or women were more likely to have smaller budgets. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.